symptomatology in abdominal system. Dysphagia is the difficulty in swallowing. Aphagia is the inability to swallow. Odynophagia is painful swallowing. Globus pharyngeus is the sensation of a lump lodged in the throat. Phagophagia is the fear of swallowing. Anorexia is the loss of appetite or lack of desire to eat. Cytophobia, fear of eating because of subsequent abdominal discomfort seen in regional enteritis and in chronic mesenteric vascular insufficiency, abdominal angina. Nausea is a feeling of imminent desire to vomit, usually felt referred to the throat or epigastrium. Vomiting refers to the forceful expulsion of gastric contents orally. Retching denotes labored rhythmic contraction of respiratory and abdominal musculature that precedes or accompanies vomiting. Hiccough is a phenomenon of sudden spasmodic involuntary contraction of a diaphragm with the glottis remaining closed with the production of short, sharp inspiratory sound. Regurgitation is the appearance of swallowed food in the mouth without vomiting. Example, achalasia. Rumination. Rumination is the repeated regurgitation of the food residue which may be re-chewed or re-swallowed. Whereas vomiting is the forceful expiration of gastric contents due to contraction of gut and thoracoabdominal wall musculature and not under voluntary control. Regurgitation and rumination are due to effortless passage of gastric contents into the mouth, and these phenomena exhibit volitional control. Water brush. Sudden filling of the mouth with saliva produces a reflex response to a variety of symptoms from upper gastrointestinal tract. Heartburn or pyrosis is a sensation of warmth or burning located substernally or high in the epigastrium with radiation into the neck and occasionally to the arms. Belching is chronic repetitive eructations. Aerophagia is air swallowing. Diarrhea is an increase in the daily stool weight more than 200 gram, or the patient may describe an increase in the stool liquidity and frequency of more than 3 bowel movements per day. If one episode is there and it is liquid or semi-formed stools is present, this is also called as diarrhea. Pseudo-diarrhea or hyperdefecation, increased frequency of defecation without increase in stool weight above normal. It is seen in irritable bowel syndrome, hyperthyroidism, increased sympathetic activity seen, and proctitis. Fecal incontinence, involuntary release of rectal contents. It is more common when stool is liquid than solid. It reflects weakness of the pelvic muscles, resulting in abnormal function of the anorectal sphincter. Acute diarrhea is diarrhea lasting for 1 to 2 weeks. Persistent diarrhea is diarrhea lasting for 2 to 4 weeks. Chronic diarrhea is diarrhea lasting for more than 4 weeks. Constipation, frequency of defecation is less than 3 times a week, or the stool is hard and difficult to pass. Hematemesis is the vomiting of blood. Pseudohematemesis is seen in patients with upper respiratory bleed. The blood may be swallowed and later vomited as altered blood, mimicking as an upper GI bleed. Melena is the passage of stools rendered tarry and black by the presence of altered blood. 60 ml of blood is required to produce melena. After a single bout of bleeding, melena persists for about 1 week. Blood must remain in the gut for 8 hours to produce melena. Maroon colored stool. Passage of maroon colored stool occurs when the bleeding site is located in the distal small bowel or right colon. Hematochezia, passage of frank blood per rectum. It signifies bleeding from a source distal to ligament of Treitz, especially when the bleed from anorectum or left colon. Bright upper GI bleed with rapid intestinal transit may also result in bright red blood per rectum. Jaundice is the yellowish discoloration of skin, sclera, and mucous membrane resulting from an increase in serum bilirubin concentration more than 3 mg per deciliter. Latent jaundice is serum bilirubin level between 1 mg per deciliter and 2 mg per deciliter. Azotemia is an increase in the serum concentration of urea and creatinine. Oliguria refers when the urine output is less than 400 ml per day. Anuria is less than 50 ml per day of urine output. It is seen in urinary obstruction, total renal arterial or venous occlusion, or renal cortical necrosis, or RPGN. Proteinemia. Proteinemia is said when normal adults make treat up to 150 milligram per day of protein. Pathologic proteinuria, excretion of more than 150 milligram per day. Mild proteinuria is less than 1 gram per 24 hours. Moderate proteinuria is 1 to 3.5 gram per 24 hours. Massive proteinuria is more than 3.5 gram per 24 hours. Microalbuminuria, normal albumin excretion is 5 to 15 milligram per day. Early morning urine albumin creatinine ratio is more than 3. Albumin excretion rate of 20 to 200 microgram per minute or 30 to 300 milligram per 24 hours suggests microalbuminuria. Excretion of mainly albumin signifies agglomeration, selective proteinuria. Milder albuminuria is called as asymptomatic urinary abnormality. Orthostatic proteinuria. Finding of protein in urine collected during the day but not in the first urine passed after rising in the morning. Proteinuria is less than 1 gram for 24 hours. It is seen in 2 to 5% of adolescents and rare above 30 years of age. This condition is of no clinical importance. Polyuria is excretion of urine volume more than 3 liters per day. It is seen in diabetes insipidus, diabetes mellitus, salt losing nephritis, diuretic phase of ATN, acute tubular necrosis. Diuretic therapy, hypercalcemia, hypokalemia, psychogenic polydipsia, increased thirst, chlorpromazine and anticholinergic drugs which mechanism increases the thirst. Nocturia is a nocturnal urine volume equals or exceeds diurnal urine volume. It is a common symptoms of diabetes mellitus, insipidus, early stages of chronic renal failure, cardiac failure, insomnia, prostatic obstruction and other causes of polyuria. Dysuria refers to the pain or burning sensation during urination. Urinary frequency. Voiding at frequent intervals due to a sense of bladder fullness, that is not due to a full bladder but due to an irritable bladder that feels full even when it is not. It is a sign of lower UTI, prostatitis or prostatic enlargement. Urgency, an exaggerated sensation to urinate due to an irritable or inflamed bladder. Incontinence, inability to retain urine in the bladder. Enuresis, involuntary passage of urine at night or during sleep. It is normal in children less than 2 years since the control of urination is only by sacral spinal reflex arc and immaturity of cortical centers. When enuresis occurs or after 3 years, rule out UTI, obstructive lesions of the urinary tract with overflow incontinence, neurovesical dysfunction and other polyuric condition. Pyuria. Pyuria means the presence of pus in the urine, more than 10 leukocytes per millimeter cube of uncentrifuged midstream urine is abnormal in adult women. Pus cells between 3 and 10 is of doubtful significance, but more than 3 leukocytes per millimeter cube is abnormal in men. The difference between men and women is as a result of contamination of the urine by vaginal secretion. In centrifuge midstream urine, pus cells more than 5 per HPF is suggestive of pyuria irrespective of sex. Sterile pyuria. Pyuria plus sterile culture. It is seen in treated UTI, glucocorticoid therapy, pregnancy, transplant rejection, cyclophosphamide therapy, acute febrile episodes, prostatitis, genitourinary trauma. In persistent sterile pyuria, rule out infections due to Mycobacterium tuberculosis, atypical mycobacteria, anaerobes and H. influenza. Hematuria is the presence of RBCs in urine. If RBCs is more than 3 per millimeter cube in uncentrifuged urine, it is pathological. Isolated hematuria, bleeding in urinary tract from urethra to renal pelvis produces isolated hematuria without significant proteinuria cells or cast. Causes, stones and neoplasms in the urinary tract, renal tuberculosis, trauma and prostatitis. Nephronal hematuria, blood entering tubular fluid is trapped in the cylindrical mold of gel TAM Hauschfeld protein to produce RBC cast. This always connotes significant renal disease. Example, glomerulonephritis, tubular interstitial injury, vasculitis. In general, condition in which proteinuria and hematuria are occurring together has a bad prognosis. Hemoglobinuria. Hemoglobinuria means presence of free hemoglobin in urine. It occurs following intravascular hemolysis or strenuous exercise. Nematuria. It is a sensation of passing air bubbles in the urine. It is usually caused by a colic fistula. It is common in emphysematous pyelonephritis, especially in diabetes, which is caused by gas-producing organism.